It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Today I want to think about the term, two wrongs will never make a right. I feel that our world is stuck in this perpetual cycle of wronging each other. It's interesting because we feel justified or vindicated when we turn around and wrong somebody when they have wronged us. This is a vicious cycle, and I've noticed it is becoming more and more prevalent in our world today. It's up to each of us to understand. Some people act out when they feel hurt. When we feel hurt, it's just a normal reaction to lash out or act out. And that creates us doing the same thing that is being done to us. Two wrongs can never make it right. And we really have to think about that when we are responding to somebody that is throwing something that we may find offensive or harmful to us. Do we want to respond with the same actions? This is really going to tell us who we are inside. This is also the very reason that our world is so divided and polarized. These wrongs that we keep committing against each other will only build into more wrongs. I want to really think about that and tell you there's a better way if we pause before we respond. You see, everybody in our world feels sort of damaged and hurt, and we've learned this retaliation method of wronging somebody that has wronged us. That's not the right way to induce a healing environment in our world. What I mean by that is, if we can show compassion where there is hurt, there can be healing. A lot of the times when we are hurt, we don't realize that we're hurt so bad that we are actually hurting others. We don't give ourselves time to think, we just act, and that is dangerous in so many ways, on so many different levels. So I'm here to ask you to think about this, two wrongs will never make a right. If we all decided just to pause and be empathetic towards our fellow man, this is where healing can begin. We don't know what Joe or John went through today, and their response is definitely equatable to their day. So we have to step back in that moment and say, I don't understand what John or Joe went through today. However, I want to give him a break. And this is where we can actually come together and start healing each other. If we can pause and not respond in a like manner, we've already started to change the world. Let's pause and reflect. And just remember, everyone is experiencing the day in a different way. We'll never know what somebody's been through earlier in that day. Think about it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.